I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
الحمد لله we're back here again MashaAllah, you can see we have full studio today. Kids are warmed up today, MashaAllah. They'll be reciting Kalam today. MashaAllah, these kids are ready. We've had a bit of background discussion with them and they are warm in the heart. They are ready for the program. And inshallah, we're going to have some fun together. Wherever you are in the world, you're watching this program. Stay tuned. Watch this program. Till the end, this program will be packed with some beautiful segments and also kids will be performing as well. Right, before we do anything else, should we go to quiz of the day? Come on then. It's quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
It's quiz of the day. Right, today we've got an easy question. However, there's a little challenge to it as well. So it's not just a question and you look up on the internet, find the answer. You can't be doing that. Okay, the rule is you look at the question and you need to open the Quran and find the answer yourself. That's the challenge. By the way, if you do open the Quran, remember, you need to be in the state of wudu. Okay, you need to perform wuzu first, you need to have purity, then you touch the Quran. Okay, then let's see what's the question of the day. The question is, which number is Surah Ikhlas in the Holy Quran? So we have so many surah, so many chapters in the Holy Quran. Which surah number is Surah Ikhlas? That's an interesting one. Anyone here who thinks know the answer, just put your hand up. Two people think they know the answer. Okay, we'll find out in a bit. You can't remember the rule there. We can't really shout out the answer now. Everyone's going to find out. Then how is your quiz then? Okay, we'll have to keep this a secret for a bit, okay? But maybe you're right. Maybe you're not. We'll find out with time. Now it's time for us to move on. Before we go to our first segment of the day, let's quickly go and see who has joined us today in the studio. On my right side, we've got two people. Guess what? Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. We're going to go and speak to them first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Can you tell me your name?
Muhammad Noman Raza.
What's your name?
Muhammad Noman Raza Tari.
Subhanallah. We've got two Noman Raza Tari here. MashaAllah, both Noman Raza, they'll be reciting Kalam today. So make sure you watch the program, listen to their Kalam and join in with them as well. MashaAllah, both of them are studying in Madrasatul Madinah. In fact, all the kids who are here in the studio, they are studying in Madrasatul Madinah. Let us turn the other side now. Let's see who's on my heart side, okay? The left side. MashaAllah, we've got someone familiar who used to be here, I don't know, centuries ago?
No, a few years
some months ago. Where have you been hiding? Mr. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Baba Ali, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Are you ready for the day?
Yes.
Come on then. Let's go to our first segment of the day. My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our first segment of the day, My Islam. Subhanallah, this is the time where we get a chance to learn about so many beautiful things about our religion. And today we have a wonderful topic, a topic that is important, it's relevant to all of us. All of us in the studio and also out there, all of you. It's important to everyone. Daily routine. That's an interesting one. What does that mean? What does daily routine mean? I want you to say something. What's your understanding? Remember, you can't copy someone else's words. Whoever starts off with something, then everyone just follows up. I want you to share your feeling. What do you think when someone says daily routine? What does it mean?
It means what they do every day, such as eating breakfast and reading the Mars and also going to the work, school.
What do you think?
I think it's a part of going to the weekly Istimas and going to the masjid and reading.
Set activities.
Yeah.
You have fixed activities.
Reading Namaz and
stuff. MashaAllah. Ji.
So you need to make a daily routine on paper and you say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, and then do every single activity that you want to do in the day.
So you write daily routine on the paper, and then once you wrote everything for the whole week, then you fold it and then you put it in your mouth and chew it.
No. Then you just stick here. So your bed here. So the walls, you just stick it on those walls.
On the walls. Okay. Where else can you stick it?
On the fridge.
Where? On the fridge.
Why on the fridge?
Because you open the fridge every day, don't you? What do you open the fridge for?
I don't cook.
Why do kids open the fridge for?
Chocolates and sweets.
You hide chocolates and sweets in the fridge?
No.
In the freezer, you would have ice cream.
Wait. Remember, Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. And Muslim in Islam, we learn the importance of daily routine. So what are things that, let's talk about the things we should have in the daily routine. Name me one thing. We'll go around. I want you to name me one thing we should do every day. And you can't repeat the same thing. Remember, daily routine means that there's something we need to do or we should do every single day without a miss. That's something that we do every single day. Yeah? A good habit, a good practice. What should it be?
Daily 5 prayer namaz.
Yes. So Ali said, make a list of daily activities, write these things down. So if you're watching this program, write these key points. These will help you, inshallah, to make your daily routine. I'm going to give you hints about later on. But first, I want you to mention a few points, okay? So you said that we should have daily namaz as one of the first thing on the list, okay? As Muslims, we need to make sure we read namaz every day. So write that down. I need to pray 5 times a day.
Hadith from the Prophet.
We should learn one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should read. We should have a book, an Islamic book, like Fundamental Teaching of Islam. Read an Islamic message. Every day, try to read maybe one page or one line or one paragraph or maybe 5 minutes. Set a time that this is my Islamic learning time.
Going to the weekly Ijtimaas of Dawat Islami.
Weekly Ijtimaas is not daily. That's a weekly. So we'll come to that as well. But at the moment, we'll talk about daily. Generally, in life, what we should do every day?
Eat breakfast.
Yeah, right. Every day, we need to make sure we have healthy food. So you fix your food time. Yeah, breakfast, lunch. And what happens in the holidays when it comes to food time? People don't have...
We eat junk.
They have junk food. They have a lot of junk food.
We don't eat healthy food.
And they don't have a proper food time. They don't have a set routine. And if there's 5-6 family members in the house, and there's 3-4 kids, and mothers, they're cooking food throughout the day. And someone's having breakfast at 2 o'clock in the day because they was too busy studying, on their tablets at night time. They was doing so much nice work, they was doing some colorful writing, at night time. Then they didn't have time to sleep, so he was sleeping throughout the day. Wakes up 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and now he's gonna come downstairs and says, "Mom, where's my breakfast?" It's lunch. It's past lunchtime. And he's asking for breakfast. So that mom has to make the breakfast for... So they've just finished from lunch. Now they have to make breakfast for this Mr... What should we call him?
Mr. Writer.
Okay. Mr. Clever.
Mr. Achabacha,
yeah. So Mr. Achabacha, they have to make breakfast for him. They have to make breakfast for him. And then when it's tea time, now he wants to have lunch. And when in his evening meal, he wants to have tea time. You know, everything's all over the place. And I think during holidays, it's a really nice opportunity to spend time with family. And I think one thing we should do during holidays, you know, we should eat together. Now, if you're hungry, try to like control yourself a bit. You know, fix a you know, meal time and try to eat together. Sometimes, you know, the family, they cook food at the same time, but then one takes his own plate and he takes it to the other room, the other one takes it upstairs in the attic. They're still they're having meal at the same time, but in different places. And we need to change our ways. We need to eat together. That's we need funny. To have that love and togetherness. And especially when we eat food, you know, what should we be watching? Cartoons.
Madni Channel.
No, we should be, during food, generally, we should have a habit of not looking at the screen. We should turn the screens off, turn your phones off, put them in a different room, or just turn it off, or whatever you can do. Don't look at your screens. Try to, you know, I'm requesting the kids out there as well. Why don't you have at least one meal without any digital screen? Every single person, if it's parents, children, grandparents, whoever you are, when it's meal time, just turn the TV off for a bit and, you know, for 15, 20 minutes, just eat together.
Yeah, I have questions like, no, not a question, but like, you know, in the Mani Kafla, when we eat, like, we talk about, do mashwara and stuff. I think daily routine, we should do that, like conversations with our family.
That's what I was coming to. So if you are not watching TV, you're not watching your phones, you're not looking at your social media accounts during the meal time. So now, like, you'll think, okay, what do I do now? Then you look up, oh, there's my brother here. Oh, I've not met him for a while. There's my mommy here as well. So you'll appreciate them. Then you'll have a chance to talk to them. You'll have family discussions. It's a family talk time. Mm. Yeah? You want to say something, Ali?
While you're eating, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's a sunnah to talk. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to talk while he was eating.
During meal, remember, it's a practice of the Muslims to talk. You shouldn't, you know, some people have this mindset that when you're having food, you can't talk. They be too strict. Now that's not the Muslim way. The Muslim way is that you're allowed to talk, but talk about good things. Have a good discussion. Don't just talk for the sake of talking. There should be a reason behind it. There should be a message behind it.
Talk Islamically.
I think we've gone too much in the food, haven't we? We're talking about daily routine. So is that the only thing we're going to do in the daily routine? Eat, eat, eat. I think we've got more work to do. Come on. Mm. What else should we do on a daily basis? Come on.
Visit different mosques.
We should visit the masjid. Every day we should go to the masjid. And if it's little girls, when you have madrasa class, you should go to the madrasa as well.
You should visit your grandparents, maybe sit with them one or 2 hours or 15, 20 minutes and just talk to them and make them feel happy.
SubhanAllah, that is beautiful. You know, every day, if your grandparents are with you, if your parents are with you, every day, make sure you put this in your daily routine, set a standard for yourself. This is my parents' time. This is grandparents' time. Yeah, even if it's, I know you said 2 hours, but I'll say even 15 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes. But especially when you're with your parents, look, not on the phone, not jumping up and down, not dancing, not anything stupid like that. You should be sitting with them and just sit down with them and talk to them. Just spend time with them. And you know, you're going to, you know, say early morning, every day early morning, if you sit with them, yeah, and you give, you cheer them up. They'll be proud of you. They'll get so happy. They'll be excited. And you know that full day, it'll be like exciting for them. They'll be so happy. That whole day will go really well. And like this, if you don't see them during the day, so in the evening, in winter, you know, it gets dark quickly, doesn't it? So in the evening, if you go to your parents, and if you sit with them, just sit with them, talking to them. And if you spend some moments with them, and then the whole night will go so perfect for them. They'll have a really nice sleep. I think that's something we should add into our daily routine as well. MashaAllah. I want to share with you the daily routine of one of the legends of Islam. One of the great scholars in the history. This great imam, let's see if you have heard of this name. This great imam is also called Nu'man. SubhanAllah. We've got two Nu'mans here in the studio. And we're going to be talking about one of the great scholars of Islamic history called Nu'man. Do you know his name?
We have to add too much Nu'mans now.
Alhamdulillah. And by the way, both of you, may Allah bless you, may Allah bless your parents, both of you have been named Nu'man because of this great scholar.
Subhanallah.
Nu'man ibn Thabit. Nu'man, son of Thabit. This great Imam is famously known as Imam Abu Hanifa. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Let's talk about the daily routine of Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who has millions and millions of following. Now, as you could say, in the whole world, whole Muslim world, yeah, maybe 70-80% of Muslims all around the world, they follow his teachings. Hanafi fiqh. Yeah, they follow his school of thought, which is known as Hanafi fiqh. And just that shows the greatness of this Imam. Imam Abu Hanifa, alhamdulillah, all of us here, we also follow the Hanafi fiqh. We follow the principles and teachings of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And one scholar, he mentions the daily routine of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Obviously, some of them things, there'll be many other things that he used to do in the day, but some of the things are early morning, he used to wake up before Fajr Salah, he used to perform nafal. He used to read nafal, he used to go to the masjid, his local masjid, and he used to spend a lot of time engaging in worship. That's how his day used to start with. He used to connect with Allah Ta'ala through nafal prayer. And he used to love recite praying nafal. You know, it's not like just like the way we see kids doing, they go to masjid and they go, bang, 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 done. 2 minutes, they read the whole Isha namaz. In 3 to 5 minutes, they read the whole of 17 rakat of Isha namaz. Not like this. Yeah. You know, these great scholars, they love namaz. Why did they love namaz? Because when namaz is a communication with Allah, so they love talking to Allah Ta'ala. When you read namaz, you're talking to Allah Ta'ala. They had that special affection. They had that connection with namaz. So Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to perform his namaz, Fajr Salah with Jama'at. And after that, from the morning, he used to spend the whole day until Isha Salah, he used to spend in teaching Islam. And one scholar has written that they used to only take break for namaz. So during namaz period, possibly food, etc., if it's whatever, there's like necessity breaks. Yeah, but generally, throughout the day, he used to be busy, one class, second class, third class, he used to teach. He used to teach full day. And after Isha Salah, he used to come home and have a bit of rest, change his clothes. And once like everything settled now, you know, now he used to go. Well, what would normal people do if someone's been busy full day? You want to go to sleep. You want to have rest. You're so tired of whole day's work. Yeah? Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would change his clothes, he'll freshen up, and he will go back to the masjid. Just get himself busy in praying the Nafal Namaz. This is someone who is observing, this scholar who's written this, he was observing very closely the practice of daily routine of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he noticed that after Isha Salah, he would change his clothes, he'll go back to the masjid, you know, one of the corners, he will engage himself in worship, reading the Nafal prayer, voluntary namaz, he'll just carry on reading namaz, reading the Quran in the namaz, full night, and early morning, just before Fajr Salah, he'll go back home and he'll change to different clothes and he'll come back, perform his Fajr Salah. And Fajr Salah, and then the next day would be exactly same. A full day again from Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and be teaching people again throughout the day. This is one of the like a snapshot, you could say, or snapshot of the daily routine of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Did he used to go toilet? Did he used to eat? Yeah. These are necessities. Other than these small breaks, important breaks, other than this, he used to busy himself in worship. He used to have short rest after lunch and before Zuhur time. So around that time. And remember, most of the cases, he used to fast during the day. Many times he used to fast during the day and worship at night. And that doesn't mean he used to eat anything. That was part of life as well. But the main thing is Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala, dedicated his whole day in spreading the true teachings of Islam.
Subhanallah.
And then he dedicated the whole night, not 1 hour, not half an hour, not 20 minutes, the whole night for worshiping Allah.
Subhanallah.
That is pure dedication. Subhanallah, that greatness. And look at the blessings that from this we see that now, even so many years ago, over 1,000 years ago, even now, you know, you have millions and millions of people, they benefit from his teachings. Even, you know, you have like normal people, then you have scholars, then you have expert scholars. Even these expert scholars, these really clever people who have so much knowledge about Islam, they become specialists in Islam from studying the principles of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala. That's how great the Imam Abu Hanifa is. And he is one of the great scholars in Islamic history. But when we look at his daily routine, it's all about worshipping Allah Ta'ala. It's all about dedication towards Islam. That's something for us to learn from. Now, we need to have that passion. Where is Islam in my daily routine? We're Muslims. We are Muslims, and where is Islam in our daily routine? The things we do, are they Islamic? These are things we need to reflect. We need to see. And this is where, well, like what Ali said early on, we need to write things down. Because if you don't write things down, you know, and if they're not on your like your radar, you're not reflecting, you're not looking at those things, then they'll get missed. So the things you want to do every day, write them down and make sure you fix a time for them. That's the best thing. And why is it important to fix a time? How important it is for us to fix a time for things? We learn from namaz. Have you ever noticed namaz? How many namaz do we have to pray? How many salah do we have to pray every day?
Five.
Say loud. How many salah do we have to pray every day?
Five.
Five prayers. What's the first one?
Fajr.
Fajr.
Then?
Zuhr.
Then?
Asr. Maghrib. Isha.
We have five. Muslim has a five prayers in his daily routine. Yeah? And each prayer has a fixed time. So Fajr prayer is early morning before sunrise. Yeah, it's a fixed time, isn't it? So you don't read Fajr at, say, example, 1 hour after sunrise, do you? Yeah. The actual time of Fajr is before sunrise. It's early morning. Yeah, the early dawn. Yeah. Then Zuhr Salah is in just after midday. Yeah. When the sun is at peak and it's going to the other side, that's when we pray Zuhr. It's like in the afternoon. And Asr is late afternoon. And then Maghrib is after sunset. And Isha Namaz is at night time. Yeah. All these prayers, okay, Isha Namaz, have you ever noticed Isha Namaz is at nighttime every day? And you know, in school, you go to school for 6 weeks, then you have like 1 week holiday. Then you go for 6-8 weeks again, then you have 2 weeks holiday. Then you go for another few, you know, so many weeks, then you have another 1 week holiday. You have breaks, don't you? Yeah. Then you have like bank holidays. So you have days off. But remember this, as a Muslim, you need to know this. In Islam, there's no concept of holidays when it comes to namaz. Namaz is farz every single day. Every single day of our whole life, we need to read namaz. And this shows us discipline. You know, a Muslim should be the most disciplined person. If someone reads namaz, namaz teaches you discipline. You want to say something, Namaz?
Yes, I was going to say that in the also the kafila, there was this one study circle and they were talking about namaz, and they were saying, Aurangzeb by the head of the kafila was saying that even the kids that in the school, they still make time for it, and even work, there's short room and they read there.
They read the prayer there.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, there are kids. I'm reaching out to the kids out there. I know one kid who is not called Noman, by the way. He was in year 6 in school, so primary school. Alhamdulillah, he used to pray Zuhr in his lunchtime. That's amazing.
Subhanallah.
I think now because winter time has kicked in now, so Zuhr namaz you need to read in school, because after school it's Asr time. Around 3 o'clock in many parts of the country it's Asr time, and a lot of schools finish at 3:15. So we need to read our Zuhr namaz in school. Look, first thing is your mindset needs to be clear. I want to read namaz. Obviously, to read namaz you need to have wuzu. So one option is that in the morning after breakfast, you know, go to the toilet, do wuzu, you know, freshen up before you leave school, before you leave for your school, and keep that wuzu with you. Yeah, like the way you keep sweets in your pocket. Yeah, keep your wuzu safe as well. Yeah, keep the wuzu until your lunchtime and read namaz.
And if you can't,
then you could find a way to do wuzu in the toilet area there as well. But then obviously, if there's water spillage, you need to make sure you clean that as well. Yeah. But the main thing is we need to read namaz, especially the kids who are at secondary school. You need to go and read namaz every day. That's so important for us. So Islam teaches us the importance of daily routine. And in life, if you want to be productive, you know, what you do every day is has a big impact. Sometimes, say like after a month, you might spend, say like whole weekend to do something, yeah, and then you forget about it. You rather do something less, but do it every single day. Then this will have more, inshallah, better results. Now let me give you an example. Every day, if you were to read the Quran for 1 hour, Ibrahim, if you were to read the Quran every day for 1 hour, how many hours will it be in 7 days? Where's your mic? Come on. If you read the Quran 1 hour every day, how many hours will it be in 1 week?
24. No.
1 day, 1 hour. Look at me. 1 day, 1 hour. I think I got confused. 1 day, 1 hour. 2 days, 2 hours. 3 days, 3 hours. So how many hours?
7 hours.
7 hours. Yeah, that's a lot. You're spending 7 hours reading Quran. Now, if you were to spend 7 hours to read it all in 1 day, you think, oh, it's a lot. You'll get tired. But doing it 1 hour, you got 24 hours in a day. Yeah, spending 1 hour to connecting with the Quran, you know, it's a lot easy. Now, just imagine if you do this for the whole... Now, I'm going to give you the importance of doing something every day. So now, if you keep reading Quran 1 hour for the whole month, for 30 days, how many hours have you spent? Come on, it's easy maths. Ali?
30.
30 hours. Look, 1 hour a day. So 30 days, 30 hours.
But in Come some on, months, there's 31 days and 28.
That's a bonus day, isn't it?
28 days.
It makes up for it, doesn't it? One extra day and one less day. Now, in the whole year, come on, Ali, how many days do we have?
365 in a normal year.
We're talking about daily routine, aren't we? Okay. But before we do, one thing we should have in daily routine is we should listen to Naat as well. We should spend time to increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So now, inshallah, we're going to get these kids to read Naat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We'll start off with Ibrahim, then we'll move on this side later on, inshallah, and then these kids will be reading a kalam. By the way, this kalam, subhanAllah, is a beautiful kalam. It's about the natural beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the physical appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and it's a kalam that where we all of us need to join in. Okay, Ali's gonna join in as well. All of us in the studio, we're gonna join in, and you out there as well, you have to join us with this kalam as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Please sallallahu alayhi kaja Rasulullah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليه يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله حسن و جمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا حسن و جمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا عز و جلال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا عز و جلال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا آقا کا امام مرحبا آقا کی داڑھی مرحبا ہے پیاری پیاری مرحبا آقا کی زلفیں مرحبا ہے کالی کالی مرحبا صدقے یا رسول اللہ صدقے یا رسول اللہ صدقے یا رسول اللہ میں صدقے یا رسول اللہ حسن جمال مصطفى مرحبا سد مرحبا حسن جمال مصطفى مرحبا سد مرحبا اس صورت نو مہ جالا کا اس صورت نو مہ جالا کا جہالا کا کی جا نجہالا کا سچ آکھا کی رب دی مشانا کا اس شان تو شانا سب بڑیا حسن جمال مصطفی مرحبا سد مرحبا حسن جمال مصطفی مرحبا سد مرحبا عز و جلال مصطفی مرحبا سد مرحبا عز و جلال مصطفی مرحبا سد مرحبا آقا کی آمد
مرحبا
داتا کی آمد
مرحبا
حضور کی آمد
مرحبا
پر نور کی آمد
مرحبا
اچھے کی آمد
مرحبا
سچے کی آمد
مرحبا
اس نور کی آمد
مرحبا
پر نور کی آمد
مرحبا
اچھے کی آمد
مرحبا
سچے کی آمد
مرحبا
آقا عطار کی آمد
مرحبا صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Subhanallah, that was amazing. Wow, wonderful. That was really
that
good,
was impeccable.
Impeccable. Wow, mashallah, he's improved.
I don't even understand.
Proud of you, Ibrahim. Proud of you, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala protect you. You know that you stole the show, mashallah. That was really nice, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala increase your love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May you keep reciting naats. MashaAllah, well done. I'm really proud of you. Now you made us proud today. SubhanAllah. Please everyone do dua for all these kids, for the protection from evil eye. And may Allah Ta'ala keep them well. And may these kids keep reciting naat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May these key people keep inspiring other youngsters as well to have love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now inshallah, who's next then?
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayrullah, Nuri Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallah. تیرے صدقے میں آقا ساری جہاں کو دین ملا بیدی نور کلمہ پڑا لا الہ الا اللہ اپنی بہن سے بول عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے چھپ کے پڑھتی تھی بہن نے جب قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام پاک خدا دل یہ عمر کا بول اٹھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا
Subhanallah, another beautiful kalam, well recited by our Baba Ali, mashallah. Again, I have to say, Ali, you have improved so much. Subhanallah, well done, proud of you. May Allah Ta'ala bless you more, inshallah. Now it's time for the two Normans to read. But before they start reading, let's move on to our next segment of the day. But before we move on to the next segment, I think let's go around again and mention one good practice. Okay, one final words about the topic, daily routine. What would you say, other than yawning every day? Come on, Noman, we're going to go from here, right? Then we're going to go around, okay? Any final words on the topic? So what should we do regarding daily routine?
You should eat khajur before you read namaz. Well, before you, fajr.
Is that every day you should eat khajur?
Well, it's good to eat it.
Like for the discussion we've had today, from there, just choose one point, one thing.
Eat khajur.
Okay, eat khajur. Put your hand down now. Thank you. Ji.
I think you should read Durood Pak, preferably 313.
Preferably 313?
Or more.
So, mashallah. So we should read Durood-e Pak every day. SubhanAllah, that would be beautiful, you know. Any message you want to give today regarding daily routine?
You should sit down with your family and just for a few minutes recite some lots of the Holy Prophet ﷺ.
Wow. If every day you get together and you spend some moments reading not of the Prophet ﷺ, that would be amazing. You can have turns every day. You can have turns each. Yeah, that would be wonderful. Wow. Beautiful advice. Come on, Ali, what would you say?
You should listen to knots and then you should read them on stage.
On stage?
Yeah.
So in the house, the stage is probably the kitchen.
No. So, like on Madani Channel.
On Madani Channel. Well, not everyone can come to Madani Channel.
Just ask Mira listeners, can I join Madani Channel?
Kya baat hai? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala al-Islam. You listen to the daily routine from the kids, mashallah. Now it's time for us to move on to our next segment of the day. What is it called? Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Did You Know? In this segment, we choose a topic where we share some facts to you. Today we have a very interesting topic because we were talking about daily routine. It's linked to your daily routine, day and night. That's the topic today. We're going to be talking about day and night. What is day? Can you define day to you? What do you think? What is day? Who put the hand up first? I think Noman 1.0.
I think day is the period of the day is not like a time when. Like the sun is still bright.
When the sun is still bright in this day.
The sun is high.
When the sun comes up. No, it's at a.m.
A.m. 1 a.m. is day. Okay, for Norman is 1 a.m. Technically, it's day for him.
According to my calculations.
Come on, what do you think? How would you say, what is day?
Day is before. So day is when it's a.m. it's the daytime. When it's p.m. it's nighttime. Is that easy?
So when you have lunch, it's 12 p.m. So is that night time?
When you eat your lunch, it's 12 a.m.
It's Zohar Namaz, 1:30 p.m., 2 o'clock.
But that's technically still night. That's technically night.
I think
according to my calculations.
I lost it today.
I think that day is a period after sunrise and before sunset.
Can you explain again? Explain to Ali and he has to say it then to you.
So it's
the day is
the day is
from
like it's a period
sunrise.
Of time from like after sunrise from sunrise to sunset.
Yeah, the day is from sunrise
to
when
sunset.
The sun comes out and it becomes day, and then when the sun sets, the Maghrib time, it becomes night. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Islamically, in Islam, when we say day, it starts from the Fajr time. So starting of Fajr, so it's before sunrise as well, okay, the early dawn, okay. But generally when you look at the world around us, the day is from sunrise to sunset. So throughout the day, throughout the middle period, where we have Zohar prayer, Asr prayer, throughout this, before all the way till Maghrib, this is daytime, yeah. And after Maghrib, till Fajr in the morning, that's nighttime, okay. Now this is where it gets interesting, yeah. Allah Ta'ala created day and night for us. And look at this beautiful fact about day and night. Have you noticed? We're in winter now, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's a winter period. And which is longer, day or night?
Night.
Ali, which is longer?
Night.
So look, in the winter period, night is that long, for example, yeah? And the day is this much. So in winter, we have day, night longer, day shorter. In the summer, we have
day longer, night shorter.
What actually happens? It's like, if you look at, first let's look at the routine, daily routine first. So it's night. Let's say it was night first. It's just blank, it's dark, it's night time. Yeah? There's no lighting there, it's just pitch black. So we call that night, don't we? So it's night. And when day comes, what happens? The night, in a way, emerges into the day. And it becomes daytime. So it's still same sky, isn't it? When you look in the sky, it's still same sky, same place. Yeah. But when the light comes, the night merges, it gets mixed with the daylight and it becomes daytime. Yeah. And when this, after Maghrib time, when the sun sets, it's the same sky, same horizon. Yeah. But when the sun sets, that same horizon, what happens when the light goes, then it becomes night again. So it's like it's mixing. If it's night and day mixes in with the day, then it becomes daytime. And when it's, if it's a day and the night comes in, then it's nighttime. Night. But overall, this control of day and night is a gift. It's from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has created the night for rest. That is something we need to realize. So we need to have rest at nighttime. During the day, as soon as you know, we see that beautiful light coming through and it cheers you up. Every day you feel so energetic. You want to do something. What could we do today? What could we do today? You feel so fresh. You want to do something in life. And that this is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. So during the day, you know, people go out to study, they go to work, they go out to help each other, they do all the full day activities. It's a set routine Allah Ta'ala has made, and day and night help us to count the number of days in a week, number of days in a month, number of days in a year. That's how the whole system works. That's how we know how old you are. That's how all this, you know, accounting of date of births and, you know, years and history, a calendar, all this works out. This is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. We need to appreciate this. Allah Ta'ala has given us day and night. We should thank Allah Ta'ala for the blessing. Now it's time for us to listen to another kalam, inshallah. We've got a full team today, mashallah. Two of them, they're in Nas with full vibes. And I'm sure, inshallah, we've got two Nomans. They're going to do a good job as well, inshallah. We'll have Noman point two as well to start off. Then we'll have Noman original. Had the original Noman to read something as well, inshallah.
But the big Noman,
and actually, I'm Noman. The original because I wrote my name on here.
Oh, kya baat hai. Come on, let's read it. It's a beautiful kalam. I think all of these kids are going to join in. Should we read Rushi first, yeah?
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah meri ul But Madine se yun hi nahi Mere aqa ka roza Madine mein hai Main Madine ki janib na kaise khinchun
Noman, the original, to read a kalam now. You're going to read Qasida Burda Sharif or something else?
Yeah, Qasida Burda.
Come on, then let's everyone join in then.
Bika khayr al-qalqi qurbuh ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان الكرام مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أبداً على نبينا خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. ما شاء الله, all of these kids performed really well today. May Allah Ta'ala bless them all. May these kids keep reciting Naat of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. As time is of essence, now we're gonna move on to another segment. We won't have time to do Islamic heroes. We're gonna move on next to Sunnah and manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Sunnah and Manners. And today, we're going to talk about something which is very important. What is it? Speak politely. As a human being, we can't just stay quiet. I know we struggle to be quiet as well, but if you look at it really, as a human, we are made to talk to people. Talk to people, not to the walls, okay? Not to the mirror.
Not everybody.
Yeah, as some people do. Yeah, we are made to talk to people. We have been created to socialize with other people. So then when we talk to people, there's manners of talking. You can't just say whatever you want. A lot of us, what we do? We just, whatever comes to our mind, we just say it. You need to have like a filter, like a something in the mind, like a thinking process. You need to think, should I say this or not?
Autocorrect.
So again, autocorrect. You don't have an autocorrect.
Before
it comes on your tongue, in your brain, you should correct it yourself. Yeah, look, don't just say anything what comes into your heart. Just blow it out. No, that's not the right way. Because sometimes, you know how important it is to talk politely. If someone harms another person with a knife, if someone did a self-harm or someone harmed another person with a knife, what happens? You have a hand cut, yeah? You have a cut there, yeah? And that cut, after some time, it gets healed up. Yeah? If you use a medicine or whatever, you put a bandage over it. After some period, it will heal up. So if someone had a cut with a knife, after some time, in a few days, a week, 2 weeks, it gets healed up. But sometimes when people make a cut with their tongue, they don't cut their own tongue, by the way, they say some words and that breaks other people's heart.
And it doesn't get healed.
And then what happens in some cases, it doesn't heal up. It breaks families. It breaks friends. You have hatred for brother and sister. They don't like talking to each other anymore. And where did it start from? It started with this tongue. One person said wrong words. They were not right. They were not appropriate. You hurt someone's tongue. You hurt someone's feelings. So in a way, you're cutting someone's heart. You're breaking people's heart. And how did it happen with the tongue? You know, you didn't get physically... You get a knife to break someone's heart. Yeah, you said something with your tongue which you shouldn't have said it, and it broke someone's heart. Now that person is so hurt, and it doesn't heal up.
Yeah,
weeks, months go past, they don't talk to each other. Years go past, 10 years, 20 years go past sometimes. Families don't talk to each other. Where did it start off? If you were to look at the background, it probably started off one person swore at the other family. It's important to be polite. Okay, what if your parents, your teachers, your elders are shouting at you? They're disciplining you because you've done something naughty. How do kids normally behave?
They get angry, they shout back, they throw tantrums.
Is that what they do? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
I don't know why when you said shout back and tantrums and whatever you were saying, and Ali was like putting his hand in the ears. He didn't want to hear them. No, it's not me. It's not me. I don't shout. I scream. What's going on, Ali? Is that true? Does that happen? When parents tell them off, teachers tell them off, what do kids do? Generally, what do kids do?
They shout back.
I don't know that.
I wonder why is Ali being so defending today? All the naughty people out there, Ali is representing you today. And he doesn't want anyone to know that you do the naughty things. So he's just defending all the naughty people.
He's saying you're good boys and good girls.
I didn't say you're naughty. I said if when parents shout at kids to discipline them, yeah, or even teachers have, you know, speak to them. How do kids behave?
They scream at their own mother.
Yeah.
Talk back.
And is that a nice thing?
Mm-mm.
We are Muslims. Muslims don't shout back at parents. Yeah, you need to understand this. Remember, when parents are disciplining you, they're telling you off, something you might not like. But in reality, this is also a form of love. Parents are showing love towards you. Because there's a bad habit which is affecting your behavior, and parents don't want you to get into trouble. So parents will come and try to tell you off. This is a sign of love. They care for you. They like you. They're not shouting at you to get you in trouble. What are they going to get out of getting you into trouble? They're not going to get some bonus points, are they? They're not going to get some stickers. Yeah, they're not going to get money. Yeah, they just want you to be good. They want you to have success. They want you to have a happy life. They don't want you to get into trouble. So sometimes they might discipline you. They might say something to you you might not like. That doesn't give you a free license to go all out and scream at parents and shout at them. That's not the way. This is where your character is being tested. Talk nicely, politely. No, we are Muslims and Islam teaches us to be politely. But we're going to go straight to the quiz of the day now. Okay, we're going to go for the answer of the day. The question is, which number is Surah Ikhlas in the Holy Quran?
Surah Ikhlas is 112.
It's 112. 112. Is that the answer? It's 112. MashaAllah, you got it right. Well done. It was easy one, wasn't it? Well, MashaAllah, thank you, all of you, for joining us. It's been a pleasing day, MashaAllah. We had fun together. We had naats as well, MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. See you guys again, inshallah. Take care. Allah Hafiz.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.